Kof Aleph Sivon, Thursday the 15th of June, Rabbi Avraham Maimon. From miles to money, can one benefit as a shliach?
Thank you very much. Pleasure to be here. Big honor. You can ask questions. Everyone are happy. Bring it on. So, one of the things that are very relevant to us today, especially as today's business world changes a little bit, right, and people travel pretty often, people do things for their employers, and people are doing favors to people. One of the things that we see in the Torah is that Shlucho shel Adam kamoto. Someone is a messenger, is an agent, he becomes like him. So the question is, does he become like him in all aspects or just for that specific thing? So of course, it's only for that specific aspect. For example, if I send someone to go do kiddushin for a woman, it doesn't become instead of me. Rather, he just has that power of attorney. But if he benefits something from it, who does it go to? So the Gemara in Masechet Ksuvos, Daf Tzadi Chesam Beis, discusses it. V'hatanya Rabbi Yossi Omer Hakol Abal Amot. If I send someone and he gets a benefit, he gets extra. So Rabbi Yossi says over here, Cholkin, that they divide it half-half, the messenger and the one that sent him. But there's another braita that says everything goes to the Baal Hamaot, to the one that sent him. So this is a stira, contradicting each other. Two opinions of Rabbi Yossi. Says the Gemara, no problem, I'll give you an answer. Kan bedavar sheyesh lo kitzva, kan bedavar she'ein lo kitzva. When did Rabbi Yossi say that chokin? Bedavar sheyesh lo kitzva. I sent someone to buy me a bottle of wine or a case of wine, and not only that he got me the case, rather he got another one. So that's something that's specific, that is limited. So in that case, Rabbi Yossi says, everything goes to the one that sent him. But in a case that, if you go to the shuk, go to in Israel, to Machne Yehuda, and you're buying some garinim, you know those things, and he adds on a little bit, so he could take it for himself. So I'm not going to go into what's the logic exactly, but we see here clearly, and the Gemara says, Hilchata, this is the halacha, Dava sheyesh lo kitzva cholkin. Half-half. Davar she'en lo kitzva, hakol abal amot. Everything is to the one that sent it. Someone says, give me 100 grams of garinim, and he gives him 120. The agent can't go and say, listen, I'm going to keep it to myself. Rather, everything is kept to the one that sent it, the meshaleach. But in case of something sheesh lo kitzbah, he gave him another bottle of wine, so they go half-half. The question is why? So there are two opinions in the Rishonim. There's the opinion of Rashi, says something very interesting. Since we don't know whether the one giving it gave it for the shaliach, or he went to the balamot, the mashaliach. So since we have a safek, we know that there's a ruling of mama namuta basafek, chalkin. So that's what we do, half-half. That's opinion of Rashi. But there's the opinion of the Rosh. Very interesting. The Rosh says, no. Even if he had the intention to give it to the shaliach, to the agent, because he likes him. But why was he in the shop in the first place? Because of the mishaleach. Why did he get the extra bottle of wine? Because of... he wants him to come back. But why is he there? Because of the money. So since we're talking about the money is very specific, so that goes to the Meshaleach, but since he wasn't the actual one there, so they go and they divide it half-half. Okay, very interesting, and that's how the Rif as well. So again, we have here Rav Yossi, and that is the Halacha, that if Davar Sheyesh Lo Kitzba, that means something specific, it goes half-half. Something that is Davar Sheyesh Lo Kitzba goes to the Meshaleach. So we see until now that in the best case scenario, the agent will get half-half. But what happens if someone says, I want to give it specifically to the agent because he made me feel good. He complimented me and I just decided to give him a bottle of wine. So what is going to be the ruling in that case? Says the Ran, that according to Rashi, we know specifically why he's getting it. So since we know, so there's no safek anymore. There's no mama namut al basafek, so there's no chalkin. So it goes to the shaliach. But according to the Rosh, and according to the Rif, it goes to the Meshaleach. Okay. Very interesting back and forth here. Machloket Rishonim. And the Rosh has a few other things, but we'll take that step by step.
If you say specifically, why did the Rosh? He should even be there, not for the Meshaleach.
Because it's the money.
The Shliach is no business. When you have someone else in the right on the wine, he goes to this particular guy. It's the Shliach that's
so that's why they're Chalkin, according to the Rosh.
You work with someone.
You're asking according to who? According to Rashi or
according to the Rosh?
Yeah.
Why is it good? Why? If he says specifically this is for you, this is commission, so to speak.
Let's say you're the Meshaleach. Yeah. You're sending me.
Yeah.
I got an extra bottle of wine. If you get half of it, in a week's time when you want another case of wine, you're going to send someone else. No. I don't have the money. I'm just a shaliach.
It's my schus to be got the extra bottle because I come and bring customers to you. So
you bring customers. But it could be that I'm the shaliach and I'm the one that actually got you to bring it.
I have a choice where to go to. I have a choice where to go to. I go to him because he gives me an extra one.
Yeah, but I'm so the shaliach. I could also go there and he wants to bribe me because I'm the one that's there. So that's why he says, listen, it's partially because of your money, but it's also partially because I'm the one that actually went there. I could have gone to another shop. Why did I go to that shop? So we see that I got it for two reasons. Reason number one is because I'm the shaliach. Reason number two is you are. What do we do? So each one of them has a right in it. So you have a right in it, So we go half-half. So that is the ruling of the Rosh.
You said that the Garinim example was a dovish ein, like it's...
Yeah.
Yeah, why? You can weigh it. You can know exactly how much you gave.
Yeah, but he didn't weigh it and put it in a limited amount. He didn't take and give him, you know, he has a bag of 100 grams and then he gives in and then gives him another one. Or get a bag of 20 grams. Yeah. He just threw in. So it came out 19 grams. That's not dovish ein l'kitzah. It's nothing specific. He added
specific
on...
It's not the moicha.
Yes.
Specific.
Yes.
But we know exactly how much he added.
Right. So
we know that there's 20 grams extra.
Right. But the question is, what did he add on? He added on to the package.
For the Baal.
For the one that's... He wanted 100 grams, so he just added on a little bit. Okay, came out 20 grams.
He didn't
so he give it to him. He didn't give it to him. He just added on a scoop.
He didn't add on 20 grams.
Okay? So, Lemaisa, the Rishonim here say that if you were talking about money, specific money, or any money, that's Davash Yesh Lo Kitzbah. I think we all know that money we count. We just had Parshat Bamidbar, and that's why Hashem counted us, Ke'adam HaSofer Ma'osav, like the person that goes and counts his money. We all know, you know. Someone has large amount of money, at least when we're younger, we go and we count. Today we do it all online and we say, okay, how much money do I have? Okay, in this account I have that amount of that. So that is davar sheyesh lo kitzvah. So if I go on to add on, what are some of the practical examples that apply to this? And then we'll try seeing a little bit more over here. You buy whiskey on the airport. You buy two, you get plus one. You don't have those cases. And you buy them. Or perfumes. They used to have a big mivtza in Ben Gurion Airport when I was still living in Eretz Yisrael. Used to go, and there's buy two, get one free. Now, if that is a normal thing, so you just go and say, go and buy me two perfumes, you mean, go buy me two plus one. You gotta be stupid to get two and just not take the third one. So the mishaleach, the one that's sending him, of course has that in mind. And the shaleach knows that as well.
He knows.
But if he doesn't know, there's two plus one. So what happens, what's the ruling in this case? According to everyone, it's going to be half-half. This is the Gemara. Davar sheyesh lo kitzbah. It's another bottle of perfume. And you go, and you're buying it. And you get another one from the mocher. So you have to do half-half. But if he knew about it, everything goes to the mashaleach. The Shulchan Aruch brings this case, and he says, okay, you do half-half. Natan ba'ot l'shlucho. He gave money to his shaliach. Liknat lo karka v'kanas... Did I just read the wrong one? Yes, I'm sorry, it happens. Where is it? Okay, here. I'm sorry. If someone sends a shaliach and he goes and he buys it for him, says the Shulchan Aruch, I got to the wrong sima, I did Kuf Pei Beit instead of Kuf Pei Gimel, they're both Gilchos Shluchim, so I'm sorry. I just opened up in the wrong place. So, Haya Hashar Katsuv, if it was specific, they added on to the agent. Either it's an amount of account or something in weight, like the case of the Garinin that we brought. It goes to both of them. Im davar she'en lo kitzva akol er balamot. Says the Shulchan Aruch that we always go half-half. But the Ramah comes in and makes some trouble. Miu imamar amocher. Half of the benefit, the additional part of the extra. He added on the extra perfume.
He pours half a perfume into another.
No, he adds on another perfume. Case number one. Case number two is he brings the garinim and he adds on extra scoop. What goes? So if davar she'en lo kitzba, just rather that's just the additional scoop. So everything goes to the mishaleach, to the one that sent it. But if it's davar she'esh lo kitzba, for example, a bottle of perfume, so that goes, the value of it goes half-half. Half to the agent, half to the one that sent it, the mishaleach.
What if he didn't give him any money? He just said, you lay out, and I'll pay you back.
We'll get there.
Then you've got a problem.
We'll get there in a minute. Oh. Great question. Says the Ramah, we'll just go step by step because this is important. Mihu ima mar hamocha beferush. What happens if the mocher tells him straight out? Shenoten l'shaliach hakol shel hashaliach. If the mocher says, listen, I like you so much, I want to give you an extra bottle. So who does it go to? Says the Ramah. That goes to Shaliach. This is exactly like the opinion of the Rosh. Like Rashi. Because the whole reason is because of Safek. Because we don't know. Did he have him in mind? Or he had him in mind? But if he had in mind the Shaliach, it goes straight to the Shaliach. But the Shulchan Aruch is arguing, and what is the Shulchan Aruch saying? Even if he had him in mind, it still goes to who? It goes to the Mishaleach. Very interesting here.
Mishaleach,
which means half-half.
It gets half.
You're right. It goes half-half. That means it's the regular deal. We have here all the Nosa Kalim that come and ask a very interesting question. What happens if the Meshaleach, and he knows, and he says, listen, I want it to go to you. And he's not saying, I'm just giving it to you because of you're a Shaliach. Rather, he says, I know everything, but you made me feel so good. Say the Achronim here, the Ktzais, and the Nesivis, that it goes to the Shaliach. If someone gives a present, to someone that's coming to me, I'll give you an example, a story that happened in the times of the Rishonim. Someone came, and he had to bribe one of the people, one of the sarim there. And he goes and he gives it to him. But then he came and he got friendly with him and he told him a lot of jokes and everything. He says, you see, I got this money. Take some of it. This is for you. The question is, who does it go to? The community are saying, listen, he gave us a discount. You are our agent. And he's like, no, I got friendly with him. I'm the one that made him feel good, so he's giving me something. What, I can't get presents? Of course I can get presents. So this is the case that is brought down, and they say that if it's done because of an act of the individual, so that is kept by the Shaliach, no questions asked. That's the opinion of the Ktzais and of the Nesivis here and some of the other Nosa Kalim, and this is pretty much a Ramban as well. So now that we have this, we go into a lot of interesting questions. But before we go into that, I want to just address. What's your name?
Charles.
Well, Charles S. He's saying, I'll just twist your words a little bit. It's okay. What happens? He's saying that is true when we're talking about the Meshaleach, someone that is sending it, and the Shaliach, someone that is an agent. But what happens if I'm not an agent? Rather, he's just doing me a favor. He says, listen, if you're there anyways, go buy me some perfumes in the duty free, and I'll pay you back. So am I a Shaliach? No. Zachin la'adam. The question is, does it work b'tzad shlichus? Or, once I bought it, I'm a zakehem, so that works through shlichus. But it doesn't make me a shaliach. So what Charles is saying is, in order to become a shaliach, I have to have what we call minui shlichus. I have to appoint you and I have to make you a shaliach. Any lawyers here know, or anyone that dealt with lawyers, know that you have to sign a power of attorney. So once I sign that over, in Torah it's different, I just have to tell you that you are my shaliach, I'm appointing you, so then you become a shaliach. But if it's not the case, rather, I'm just doing you a favor, so I don't become a shaliach. So all these rulings don't apply. So if we would take it to our cases today, if I am the employer and someone's working for me, so what is he? Shaliach. Because he's working for me. But what happens if he's not working for me? Rather, he's just giving me services and he's self-employed, according to what Charles is saying. I'm doing my own thing. That I'm doing now for you, if I decide to change my mind the last minute and do it and give it, do business with someone else, of course, I'm entitled to do that. It's my job. I'm doing something else. I don't work for you. One of the things that's very relevant, and we'll take it to our case, is miles. So the question is, when a company give you miles, what are they giving you? Are they giving it to the person that is flying, or are they giving it to the one that's buying the ticket? The answer is, they're giving it to the one that's flying. Because if I buy 20 tickets, nothing, I'm not going to benefit anything. And someone, when I spoke about this, he's like, of course, you benefit because you get miles on the credit card. I don't know what it is. Here's Avios. What was it? Okay. Miles. I know. I'm Delta. I don't know what it is. So when someone gets that, but you could do any purchase and you'll get the same miles. But when you are getting the miles, it's not going to the employer that bought the ticket. Rather, it's going to the employee that he is getting it specifically. So now, according to the Shulchan Aruch, this is the typical case. That the money would go to who? Half-half. Yeah. Because the employer is the Meshaleach, he's the Shaliach. But in this case, it is given specifically. That's what the Rama is talking about. Mihu im amar mocher beferi shenoten la shaliach. He's giving it to the shaliach. Hakol la shaliach. Everything goes to the shaliach. So we'd have your machloket between the Shulchan Aruch and the Rama. And what happens when we have a machloket with mamonot, with money? So either half-half, or sometimes we say hamotzi mechaver al varaya. It's by me now, so maybe I could keep it, and you can't take it away from me. When there's mamon hamotal besafek, when it's still in the Shaliach's hand and he has to give it to him. So it's Suffolk. It's out here and we don't know what it is. But once I kept it and it's in my account, you can't take it away from me. You're asking me to do something. To do active and transfer miles to you. That means it was owned by me. Another case. I don't own all companies, but when you get to a certain level, so you could give over status to someone else. So this becomes a little more complicated. I flew, let's say, 100,000 miles on a certain airline. And now I have a status of platinum, gold is 50. Platinum, diamond, you go and you could give over a status, a lower status. Could I give it over to my wife? This is actually a halacha l'maaseh shaila by me. I flew, but I flew for my shul. And I flew often. Now, I got to a certain point, and now I can give over status. Do I have to give it over to the shul and tell them, listen, you want to give it over to someone or sell it? Or I could give it to my wife or to someone else and I could benefit from it.
Without the status, you go to the same shop. Without the status, who's the MLS?
So let's say the miles we divided half-half, according to the Shulchan Aruch.
So why is it any different? You already got that status because of the miles.
I didn't get the status because of the miles. I got the status because of flying.
Which do you also choose? It's the same in the purchase, aren't they?
On one hand. On the other hand, this is something that cannot be transferred. Miles can be transferred. Status cannot be transferred. For example, I fly 100,000 miles a year. I can give over the status to someone else. Because the reason is they want to brag me. They want to convince me to come and fly by them and give me such a good experience. They're saying, listen, we'll give you upgrades. We'll give you extra time. That way you'll fly more comfortably and you'll stick and stay by us. You can't give that over to someone else, even if you have the money. And that's why you can't buy status with money. They want you to actually physically fly. So in this case, maybe it's more similar to the case that we spoke about, that they're saying, no, I want only you to benefit from it. And in that case, it would go to the Shaliach, and he would benefit from it. There's one more Shulchan Aruch that says, V'hu adin im Reuven chayav ma'ot le'akum. V'natnam l'chavero l'paro v'shachacham ha'akum yachzil Reuven. In some places I have to be politically correct. And there is a halacha. When you have a mistake that is done by a non-Jew with money, do I have to return it to him or not? So, you're not allowed to go actively and steal from a non-Jew, but if he made a mistake, so I only have to return the money if it's a Jew. Like in Ribis, like in lending money with interest, there's a special extra level that the Torah demands from us, which is le'achicha, for your brother, you can't do it. That means since we're family. But of course you're not allowed to be immoral. But when someone made a mistake, do I have to go out of my way to correct their mistake? That only applies to Jews. So now what happens if I'm a shaliach and a non-Jew makes a mistake? And the non-Jew was supposed to give me 200 pounds. I send my shaliach. And the non-Jew gave 400 pounds and he thought he gave 200. So what is the halacha? Do I have to return it? No. I got it! He made a mistake. His tough luck. But now, in our case, who gets 200? So we all know that there's the famous story of Shimon ben Shetach, and he bought a donkey, and there was a diamond there, and he did a Kiddush Hashem. What happens if the Shaliach now says, I want to do Kiddush Hashem, I want to go and return it, I want to be a big tzaddik? And the Meshaleach, he's like, no, you can't do that. Go be a tzaddik on your money. Don't be a tzaddik on my money. Or he says, listen, I want to keep it. So what is the ruling? That goes to the Meshaleach. The reason is, what is the difference? Because there's no question here that it wasn't done intentionally for the Shaliach. No one gave you money and they said, okay, we're not sure if you gave it to the Shaliach or to the Meshaleach. Rather, this is a clear-cut case. There's a mistake here. So once there was a mistake here, so for sure it goes to the Shaliach in that case. So let's just summarize in 30 seconds. My opinion is, if something is done intentionally for the Shaliach, because something is done intentionally for the Shaliach, so then he gets it. But if it's not done intentionally for the Shaliach, rather it is done just bestama, we're not sure, so then we have the Machloket Mechaber, Shulchan Aruch, and the Ramah. Thank you very much.